In this series, we've been looking at chronic wasting disease, a deadly infection that has the potential to decimate deer, elk, and moose around the country and potentially the globe. In our final look, Ray Ellen Bischel takes on an important question. Could this disease spread to humans and become the next mad cow disease?
Michael Osterholm certainly thinks so. He directs the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. And he told lawmakers there that when it comes to chronic wasting disease, we're playing with fire.
You are going to hear from people that this is not going to be a problem, other than a game farm issue. You're going to hear from people that it's not going to transmit to people. And I hope they're right, but I wouldn't bet on it.
And if that warning wasn't dire enough,
just remember what happened in England.
Decades ago, Osterholm says he got involved in a newly emerging disease in the UK, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, later dubbed mad cow disease.
I was included in a group that actually provided an initial assessment to the British government on the potential for the BSE prion to be transmitted onto humans.
At that point, scientists hadn't documented a prion disease in animals that could infect people. But they did have a few pieces of the puzzle. For one, work in Papua New Guinea showed that people could transmit prion diseases to each other if they practiced cannibalism, especially of the brain-eating variety. They also knew that BSE was spreading quickly between cattle. Osterholm says he and others worried that the more it spread, the more chances it might get to develop into something that could sicken people.
A lot of people thought that it was an overreaction. And then, of course, in 1996, 10 years later, we recognized that, in fact, transmission had occurred.
About 180 people in the UK have come down with the fatal disease so far, another 50 or so worldwide. Now, Osterholm feels like he's having a deja vu moment. Daniel Schmidt, on the other hand, thinks Osterholm needs to lower the fear flag.
This might infect humans someday. Well, yeah, I guess. I suppose I could walk out right now and get hit by a meteorite, too.
Schmidt is the editor-in-chief of a publication called Deer and Deer Hunting. He says if you need something to worry about, how about climate change or pesticides in your strawberries?
This is not a zombie apocalypse. And the hamster wheel of fear-mongering is nothing short of sensationalism, in my opinion.
So is he right? The answer to that question rests largely on the shoulders of Stephanie Shoup. She's a professor of veterinary medicine with the University of Calgary. She also runs the Canadian Food Inspection Agency lab that tests for mad cow disease. Everyone's waiting for results from her decade-long study of chronic wasting disease in macaque monkeys.
At this point, we have some evidence that it might infect non-human primates. However, the project is not completed yet.
But so far, she says, 4 out of 18 monkeys exposed to chronic wasting disease ended up showing signs of the illness in their behavior and in their bodies. 2 had received the infection straight into their brains. The other 2 had eaten infected meat. But the results are complicated. 3 of the 4 sick monkeys had diabetes, which can also cause wasting. And something else, it's really important to say that Shoup has presented these preliminary results at conferences, but they've never gone through the true scientific ringer, peer-reviewed publication. Not like Brent Race's studies.
Our studies in macaques have been published 3 different times now, and we watched our macaque monkeys for over 13 years in some cases.
Race is a staff scientist at Rocky Mountain Laboratories in Montana. It's part of the National Institutes of Health. He and his colleagues did something very similar to Shoup's experiment.
And we were unable to find any evidence of transmission of chronic wasting disease to our experimental animals.
Their study on mice spliced with a human gene also showed no strong proof of transmission. But in another study, 11 out of 12 squirrel monkeys that ate infected meat got the disease. Though Race is quick to point out that, biologically speaking, humans are much closer to macaque monkeys than we are to squirrel monkeys. Then there's the CDC. It's paying attention, looking for an uptick in human prion diseases in affected states and among hunters who would be the most at risk from eating venison. Hunters like researcher Brent Race.
I'm an avid hunter myself, and my entire family eats it. And actually, we raise cattle, and we sell all of our cattle and eat deer and elk instead.
But even Race wouldn't go so far as to eat meat that hasn't been tested for chronic wasting disease. In fact, that's a feeling shared by pretty much every scientist I spoke to.
If you're eating a deer from an area with CWD activity, get it tested.
Get deer and elk tested before eating the meat.
I think it's important to test.
Personally, I wouldn't eat meat unless I had it tested.
For sure, yeah, I would test.
Don't take chances.
And otherwise, I wish you well and hope you enjoy your venison.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel.